Talked a little bit last week, and I got some very nice emails and very nice comments about this aspect of what I was starting to do. So I just want to bring it up again because it's really relevant for the last tune for the Connickman's Ramble. So you know, I've mentioned before about playing when you have double notes. There's a tendency to play those double notes too fast. So you've always got to be careful not to play those double notes too fast. There's three notes there. So if you play them correctly, you won't get that choppy sound. So obviously we don't want... We don't want to be that staccato-y, right? You still want that really nice jig lift. all the other notes, 1, 2, 3, 4 fishing. The 1 and the 4. 1, 2, 3, 4 fishing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. What I do when I play, I try to count while I'm playing to give you an idea. Anyway, so there you go. I just thought I'd throw that out there again. Kind of solidified that fact that you always have more time to play the notes than you think. And if you feel like you're having a hard time catching up, it's probably because you're actually playing too quick. So if you shorten those notes, obviously you're going to be playing hurried, and it throws off your phrasing. So, all right. So let's play a couple of hornpipes. We'll do the. I've got to look for the melodies here. So I'm not as organized as I thought I was. So we'll play the tunes I know, and then hopefully by the time I get back around here, I'll have these melodies for you. So let's do McDermott's and Louder Burns. I know those two because I recorded them on my in my Celtic Fire CD, I think it was. Oh, sorry. Ah.